2 days ago, fire ripped through an apartment complex in South Salt Lake, sending 18 families into the street. The complex, near 3800 South and 300 East, is home to many refugees and low-income people who had few other places to go. But people like Ganga Dungel are taking the loss in stride.
Whatever it happened for the good. That's what my father teaches me. So, like, you know, it happened. If we start crying over here, it's not going to happen the same, right? It's not going to build up again. So whatever happened, is gone. So thanks, sir, we are safe. And nobody was, you know, like nobody was get hurt or nobody was have anything else, like not even any animals.
Other residents say a neighbor had been grilling on his balcony, fell asleep, sparking the fire.
The house was all burning dark and like black. And then my friend told me that there was a big fire. And then because I wasn't there, I was at the dance class. And then I saw that like huge black house. And then I'm like, how did this happen? And everybody said that that guy was doing a barbecue. And then the fire just fell on the floor.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah, the barbecue.
That's what, and then that's what other people said. But then we didn't know what happened. But then I just saw, then my mom did a big fire, a video. And then I saw the fire went. Look, it was really big, and I'm like, oh my God, that's really big fire.
Help was not far away. Utah's Red Cross is helping find temporary shelter for the displaced families. The Red Cross has had a very busy summer. The organization's responded to far more fires than usual.
You know, the average in Utah, maybe once every 2 or 3 days. Last week, it was on average over 2 per day. Now, there were some fireworks-related contributors to that, but even in spite of it, we just have seen a big spike, and that seems to be the way it goes once in a while.
Red Cross spokesman Rich Woodruff says that, along with supporting wildland firefighters, has stretched resources thin. They need your help.
Well, we ask for 3 things: give time, give money, give blood. The Red Cross is supported completely by the generosity of donors and the support of volunteers. So we're always looking for volunteers, and we always need financial support to help offset costs that we incur in events like this. It helps communities also prepare for it, helps us respond to, and helps them recover. So it's a threefold message.
And of course, you want to find out about how to contribute, you can visit their website.